Exactly right.
Yeah.
But I can't get anywhere. You bring up a point there. See, I am somebody that reads the explanation of benefits, and I do look at all that stuff, but a lot of people don't. They get it, and they throw it in the shredder. They figure, if I'm not, you know, paying anything, I don't care.
Got to keep an eye on everything. There's so much fraud going on. And like I said, it's being, I think, encouraged by the Biden administration. And of course, it started during the Trump administration. It's not some big revelation. There wasn't a light switch that went off. It was just the light switch never went on. Whole thing started. It's like, oh my God, now we can really, people are so confused out there. We could really hammer these people with fraud. $54,000 for a COVID test. You know, now standardly, if you go into an ER or something, they'll charge you $1,500, $2,000 for the test. And they hope maybe the insurance company pays for it. Then the insurance company will negotiate it down to $1,000, right? But $54,000?
Yeah.
You can't.
No, it's all twisted and sick. And, you know, right now, for everything the hospitals lost last year on the shutdowns, they are making so much money on the vaccine injured. It's scary.
And the vaccine injuries are serious. I mean, it's.
They need every test under the sun because all of these tests usually return negative results. So it's more tests and more tests and more tests and surgeries. I mean, we're seeing even, you know, lots of gallbladder surgeries or, you know, kidney scans or liver issues and, again, heart. As soon as you start with the heart, you know how that is. You're with the echocardiograms, you're with the stress test, you're with the heart catheterizations. You're with all of these tests. And it's just cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And now you have people that are inpatient. You have people that are, especially when it's neurological. That's the one that's really hard for them to figure out. You're doing all kinds of scans and tests. And if the person, you know, has Guillain-Barré and they need all that physical therapy, you know, they could be in the hospital or rehab for a year. Look at that money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where's it coming from, though? It's coming from you. You don't even realize it.
Right.
Your rates are going to go up, too. Your health insurance rates are going to go up. And then they're taking also from the back end, your tax money. The feds are paying for all this stuff. The feds are paying for to put homeless people up in hotels. They're paying for you name it. Just if you ran down the list, your head would explode.
Right.
How many things. But they want to keep tabs on your bank account. Anything.
They want to keep tabs on our bank account. They want inflation for our food and our utilities and our gas and fuel. And, you know, they want to raise all those prices on us. And they're just printing the money. And everyone in Congress, I mean, tell me a poor person in Congress. Tell me a sick person in Congress.
Any jabs they got was saline. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Or B12. Yeah, B12
whatever. They didn't receive anything. They didn't receive anything. They know damn well, too. They know damn well.
No, they're public servants that are multi-millionaires. The hospital.
You can't afford their money. Look, if you're going to do a good scheme, right? I'll be cynical. I'll go into my cynical crime mode, criminal mind mode. If you're going to lay out a good scheme, you can't afford to lose key pieces on your chessboard to random situations. In other words, in tight districts and things like that, you can't lose certain Congress folks to vaccine injuries and things along those lines because the seat could flip and you don't have control over the new blood and then you can't get your schemes passed, etc. So it's fairly basic. You want to make sure that your chessboard stays intact. And you see, if you think I'm wrong, you see the millions of dollars, the hundreds of millions of dollars they throw at like one seat that doesn't even matter. Right? You have hundreds of millions of dollars. The Senate seat, I think they spent in Georgia on this, the Senate seats, I don't know what it was, almost $1 billion. What? I mean, there's a lot of money involved.
Right, and then you have the lobbyists like once they install that person, and then that person, you know, has to sit on certain committees. It's the lobbyists paying for the seats on those committees.
Yeah, they put the money.
They have it all worked. They have it all worked out. It's like, we're going to install you, then you're going to sit on this committee, and this chair costs $30,000, $50,000. $300,000, I think, to be on a chair. It's like $300,000, something like that.
Yeah, and the money though gets kicked up to like Pelosi though. They have to donate the money to her campaign to get on.
it's crazy. The money, it is just insane. And yet, off the back of the middle class that they've collapsed. I mean, I don't believe there's a middle class anymore. There's a lower class and high class. Middle class, they've squeezed them out.
Well, we talked about it a week ago, how they did literally squeeze the middle class out. I think it's, I don't know, the percentage is 61% down to 24% or something like that. I mean, they just kicked people, just leveled the middle class.
Part of the Great Reset is they want to do away with suburbs. They want to push people into more metropolitan urban living because of, again, they married climate change into this. So sustainability and transportation and all of that. And when you think middle class, of course, you a lot of times you think suburbs, you know, four bedroom Cape Cod and a white picket fence, you know, they're trying to do away with all that. Take, boom, get your butt in the city, live like a pod person, take the subway, take the bus, walk. You know, we don't want your cars, you know, using fuel and adding to the pollution of the planet. You know, what did they just do in California now? Well, first they do the rolling brownouts. Then you can only shower, you know, or do laundry on certain days. Now, it's the lawnmowers. I heard something about the lawnmowers. You can't.
Yeah,
do
small engines like I think it's even chainsaws.
So what are the landscapers doing?
They have to use electric.
Business? Oh.
And battery powered stuff. No more gas.
So
you try chopping down a big tree with a battery
electric.
Powered.
Yeah. A turkey knife.
But don't you know these are all the things we're talking about? I think we're doing a definite disservice to our audience today, because we're really talking about what the White House endorsed today as a high class problems, in quotes. These are really high class problems that we're speaking about. Right. To actually say that the economic problems and everything we're facing, inflation, supply chains, et cetera, that they're high class problems. You can't even, that's what they think.
You can't listen. There's just, we're flabbergasted on a daily basis. You cannot wrap your mind around anything they say. It's beyond comedy. You mentioned Benny Hill today. That was, that made me laugh too. But
yeah, Janet Yellen, she looks like Benny Hill. To me, I looked at her, I said, "Where I've seen this bitch somewhere before." Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh my God, it's Benny Hill."
It's Benny Hill. It's a transgender Benny Hill.
It's really something else. You have to come up with these things that ridicule these people. And what's his name? Which is starting to remind me of what's the cartoon guy that stutters? It's not Porky Pig. Is it Porky Pig that stutters?
Yeah.
Yeah, Porky Pig. That's Biden when he gets up there. And Joe Wilson from it's like, what? he has the same speaking pattern of a cartoon. He is a cartoon. These people are cartoons. The problem is, you know what, if we had enough people understanding that and treating them like cartoons, we'd be in business. But man, we are up against it. I'll tell you, we really are.
It's scary.
Well, we've talked enough. We've talked enough. You're talked out. I'm talked out. We end up another week on a strong note. I think we covered a lot of good stuff today. I don't know. You know? And people say, do you guys map this stuff out before you talk? No.
No, I want everybody to know he's purposely ignoring me all week until Friday. And then half the stuff I want to talk to you about, I can't remember.
Well, you have
and
to,
I've
you
talked
have to
so
notes.
Many people this week. My voice, I cannot believe my voice. And I want you to know while we are recording, my phone has been blowing up. I have
is
had
that bad? It's bad. In,
it's when I hang up. It is bad because it's people sending me stuff that you should know too. And then a lot of times it's like, I don't want to overwhelm you. The phone the whole time we're recording, God only knows when I open these texts, what's in there.
Well, you can almost bet that it won't be good news.
No, it's not good news. It's people that are up against it. People that are going to be losing their jobs. You know, they send me, I get a lot of stuff. You know, monitoring, these are mostly, you know, people in the pain community that are staying in close contact with me, letting me know because, you know, some of these people are military and one of them is very young. I'm very worried about him. He's going to be walking away from a lot. And, you know, it's just really sad.
It's hard to explain to people that you can't spend your money. You can't worry about these things if you're not here, if you're not alive.
That's, right.
And the fact that they put these people in a position like this, and so many people, it's just total 100% illustration that these guys are just against you in every single move. They don't care about you. They want you out of here. Just and people still don't get it. I don't.
Now the person I spoke to last night, I think he finally gets it because. I don't think he really was paying attention to the blueprint with the Fourth Industrial Revolution. But when you can point to it and point to the documents that these things are already in play, were in play before COVID, and how people will be replaced and different things like that, then you start to get a clearer picture. You know, there's certain things that are worth fighting for and there's certain things that are not, meaning there are going to be certain professions that you're not going to win. But there are going to be certain professions that they're not going to expect you to throw the wrench in the gears at this moment in time. It's those pieces on the chessboard that you're talking about. You know, you have to say which industry here is ready, which is not. You know, what are they going to do? But my advice to everybody is always nothing is worth your health. None of it.
None of it.
None of it's worth your health. That's always my advice. I mean, and most of the people are in agreement. They don't really need my advice. They already mentally know what
they
want to do.
Yeah, they know. They just need to be things pointed out to them properly.
They want to vent, you know, they want to vent or kick things around. And I'm more than happy to do that. And it's a little heartbreaking because you feel for these people, you feel for especially the young ones with the young families. That really gets me because you and I are at that age where we raised our families, we raised our families in freedom, where we were free to dream, and you know you could be anything you want to be. Blah 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 blah. Now you've got these you know late 20s, early 30s. With little kids?
It's terrible. It's
hard. It's hard.
Going to have some tough decisions to make. I hope that for the kids' sake, they make the right decisions, but I know many of these people are idiots as parents. I watch them on a daily basis. I've coached their kids, and I know, God, I feel bad for the kids.
I could tell you, everybody in the pain community that I talk to, they will not be jabbing their children. They're not jabbing themselves. And that's good.
You know, thank God we have a good place to turn to. I'm not just saying it because it's our thing, right? But it's just good to... I mean, I personally, I have a place I can go read real stuff. I can't read real stuff anywhere else. It's not mixed in with some kook talking about a UFO sucking you out from the fucking desert or something like that, right? Now, that might happen down the road. It might make us all look like dummies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But, you know, you can go places and... And you look for the truth. I can't find it, but the stuff on there. Yesterday I was on pain.tv for like I don't know, several hours. And one thing just kept popping up, and I'm running and checking that out. I said, this is crazy. These people are firing, yeah, no, they put, firing
they,
stuff
they, and they tag us with really good stuff. And, you know, my direct messages are fantastic. Just great, 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 great people.
Now, the Young Bucks told me that you now have surpassed me for followers on Pain TV. So I said, well, hey, God bless her, man. She actually returns messages probably. I can't get back to everybody.
You know? I do in the direct messages. You know, if I miss one or two, I truly apologize. I'm just waiting for the phone app because I'll be on more.
I'm waiting for it too. In fact, I might have to get the blowtorch out in the next day here. So.
But, no, I'll definitely be more engaged with the phone app.
Yeah, I'm looking for the phone app because I only use it on my desktop. That's it.
So do I. But I do use, like, I answer a lot of the DMs from my phone.
Right.
But what happens is it logs me out constantly. I have to keep logging back in.
I know, it drives you crazy. But that'll be fixed with the... with the app. Yeah. I'm looking to get this
with the app. I'm used to things being open all the time so that I love that I get the email, a notification. That's how I know to go check the site. Like if, especially with the sick people, like somebody that really has oh my gosh, that needs attention like right now. At least when I look at the email, I know to go log on to the site to do that. But definitely with the phone app, I will be definitely more engaged on there because
me too.
People are great.
I'm looking forward to it. So we'll have you on again next week if you want to come on. We'll have you
if
on
I have
next
a
week.
Voice. I don't know. I can't believe how busy I am. And the other thing is, I think a lot of people. It kind of picking up your overflow, like, you know, it comes through me and then I get it to you and, you know, and what you can do with it, is something else, but I don't mind
doing it.
It's
getting busy out there. I'll tell you that it's really, really ramping up there. And it's an indication of that things are not going to slow down. I've said that
people
before.
Have real life stories. This is the thing. These are real life situations. And, they're sad. A lot of them are very sad.
Well, we'll keep bringing the truth. That's all we can do. And I appreciate all your help. And especially with the folks who reach out to you, who have like, you know, who are in a bad way and you help them on the path to become healthy and things like that. So I really do think we're all supposed to be here for a reason. Maybe that's not clear
yet. I believe
it. But I truly believe
that.
I think that. I think there's something to it. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing and see where this goes. And, so we appreciate
your
input.
Well, I thank you as always because you give me a place to, you know, toss out there what I'm digging up or the people that I'm talking to. And it's just very relaxed. And I don't have to watch myself.
Well, yeah.
I don't have to dance around like I'm on the radio where you have to put lipstick on everything and not scare people. That was the whole thing. You can't
those days
scare
are
people
over. Yeah, but those days are over. People need critical. Over. They need critical information. You can't get that on.
Yeah.
Playing games with the FCC and playing grab ass. All right, good stuff,
I'm very
lady.
Happy. All right, you have a great weekend.
You too. I'll see you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Team. Surprise!